USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people have been arrested in Denver on drug and weapons charges at a hotel near Coors Field, where the MLB All-Star Game will be held this week. Three men and a woman were arrested at the Maven Hotel after police received a tip about suspicious activities in the two rooms. The FBI says it has no reason to believe that the group posed any threat to the nearby All-Star Game. And dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western U.S. as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states, with millions baking under record-high temperatures. Las Vegas tied its record high on Saturday at 117 degrees. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon doubled in size over the weekend to over 144,000 acres with 0% containment as of Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Some COVID restrictions in the UK could be close to being rescinded. Brad Bernards reports.
The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Novak Djokovic is the champion of Wimbledon for the sixth time in his career. He defeated Matteo Berrettini in four sets in Sunday's final to claim his 20th Grand Slam title. That ties Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for the most ever. It's also his third consecutive title at Wimbledon and his third major championship of the year, having also claimed the Australian and French Opens. He can complete a calendar year Grand Slam in September with a U.S. Open win. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. He's also beaten another billionaire into space by several days. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will fly on a Blue Horizon rocket later this month, as his company also works to develop a space tourism business. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards building a space tourism industry. The veteran of four space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper, and so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers. So I anticipate that this company is going to go forward within the year to fly passengers. We've got Jeff Bezos competing for the same business. And then the orbital tourism market will open up, where SpaceX already has a space capsule. Boeing will soon have one. They'll be flying tourists on their orbital craft to hotels in space, as well as the International Space Station. So it's really exciting to see this door open.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.